Control your thoughts to develop your winning mindset. To develop a winning mindset, you must control the thoughts in your head. This is not easy to do, but by consistently using the techniques in this video, you can certainly do it. Controlling your thoughts will change your outlook from negative to positive. This is a giant step in the process of developing a winning mindset. Reprogram your subconscious mind. All of the thoughts that you've had in your life so far are responsible for where you are today. Whatever you have or don't have in your life right now is down to your previous thoughts. If you don't have what you want in your life right now, it is because you experienced the wrong thoughts. It is all down to you. Not only do you need to change your thought process, but you need to control the thoughts that swirl around in your head as well. Successful people with winning mindsets do this all of the time. We want to warn you now that the techniques we are going to reveal to you do work well, but they are not miracles. You will need to practice them every day to get the best results. When you have a winning mindset, this is second nature. Everyone experiences thoughts in their head every day. Sometimes this is called self-talk or your inner critic. It is all the same thing. This self-talk is in your conscious mind and is very powerful because it will create new beliefs in your subconscious mind or strengthen existing beliefs. If you do not control your thoughts properly, then your subconscious mind can work against you and stop you achieving your goals. So how do you stop this? It is a simple matter of controlling what goes into your subconscious mind and what stays out. You are in control. Always remember that you are in control of your thoughts. Nobody else controls your thoughts. What people say can influence your thoughts, but ultimately the way that you process the information is down to you. We all have negative thoughts every day. Even people with winning mindsets experience negative thoughts. If you let them, these negative thoughts will totally destroy your dreams and will prevent you from developing a winning mindset and achieving your goals. So, what can you do about this? The answer is to neutralize your negative thoughts with positive ones. Yes, it is that simple. The practice is more difficult, of course, but the effort and persistence will pay off for you and you will be able to change your mindset from negative to positive. Negative people always end up with things that they don't want in their life. Positive people are far more likely to get what they want. So, which one do you want to be? Most people are somewhere in the middle of being negative and positive. Use the techniques in this training to swing over to the positive side. The reason that negative people get things that they don't want is because of the law of attraction. This is a powerful life law that provides people with what they focus on. Negative people focus on bad things, so they get bad things in return. People with a positive winning mindset focus on good things and get good things in return. How to get rid of negativity? It is time for you to be selfish if you truly want to develop a winning mindset. All of us have people in our circle of family and friends that are negative. These people spend as much time as they can complaining about everything. It is always someone else's fault, of course. Each time that you are in the company of these people, their negativity will have an impact on you. Until you have developed your winning mindset and have the mental toughness to go with it, you need a way to deal with the negativity of others. It is ridiculous for us to suggest that you never meet with these people ever again. Some of them will be loved family members and friends that you have had for years. But we do recommend that you cut down the amount of time that you spend with them. When you are in their company and they start to question what you are doing, then you need to handle this correctly if they make negative comments and criticisms. So if anyone says to you, you will never be able to do that, immediately neutralize this by thinking, I can do anything. The other good way to deal with the negativity of others is to just treat what they say as their opinion. Everyone has opinions, and some people love trying to force these on you. So, when you hear something negative, just think to yourself, this is just their opinion, and they are not right. Not all criticism is bad, of course. If someone that you respect tries to give you constructive criticism about the way that you are doing something, then always be prepared to listen. When you believe the criticism to be unjustified, then just think, this is just their opinion, and they are not right. But if there is something valuable to you in the criticism, then thank the person for pointing it out. As an example, you may have decided to hire a mentor to help you achieve a goal. This person has done what you are trying to achieve, so you need to listen to what they tell you. It is your choice whether you accept this advice or not. Another thing that we strongly recommend that you avoid is spending hours on social media. There are a ton of negative messages out there in social space. You may think that you can handle it, but in the beginning, this can be really tough for you. We are not saying never use social media, but just cut down the time that you spend on it. What about the news on TV? Some people just cannot miss the news and are happy to soak up all of the negativity that it brings. Our advice is to stop watching the news, especially first thing in the morning. Don't start your day off with lots of negative messages surrounding you. Controlling your own thoughts. If you receive a negative comment from another person, then you are less likely to believe this and internalize it than if it is a negative thought that just pops up in your head. This is because you trust yourself more than you do anyone else. If you suddenly think, "I cannot do this," it is going to have much more of an impact than anyone else telling you the same thing. What you need to do here is act on this negative thought immediately by thinking, "I can do anything and I will figure this out," or something similar. You do not want the negative thought, "I can't do this," entering and embedding itself in your subconscious mind. If you don't neutralize thoughts like this, then your subconscious will start believing that you can't do a lot of things, which will have devastating consequences for you. Break those existing neural connections by neutralizing negative thoughts. Did you ever wonder why some negative thoughts just seem to dominate you? This happens to everyone, and the reason is that you are focusing on the problem rather than the solution. If you are having some financial problems and you don't have enough money for the rent, then focusing on this problem will sap your energy and make you weak. The answer to this is to focus on a solution. Ask yourself, what are the best ways for me to find the money to pay the rent? Your subconscious will help you by providing some ideas. When you do this, you will free yourself from the negative spiral that you are in. You will have more energy to tackle the problem and come up with the right solution. Use your past as a reference, and that's all. People that have winning mindsets use their past as a useful reference and nothing else. They never dwell on the mistakes that they made in the past, and you need to do the same. Far too many people dwell in the past and let this rule their future. Just because you failed at something in the past doesn't mean that you will always fail at it in the future. We have all failed before, and the trick is to learn from the mistakes you make and move on. Don't let your past prevent you from succeeding today and in the future. If you let your past control your future, you send the wrong message to your subconscious mind. It strengthens the belief that you tried it once and failed, and therefore you will always fail at it. Do you have a habit of giving up on new things easily? If you do this, it's because you have always done this. You are letting your past influence your future. So how can you leave the past behind? Again, it is all about controlling your thoughts. When you're going to start something new and a thought comes into your head like, "I will not stick at this for long," then neutralizing this immediately with something like, "It doesn't matter that I gave up on things easily before. Now I will see them through." It is going to take persistent effort to make this work for you. There is no magic spell or overnight fix to control your thoughts. After a fairly short time of neutralizing your negative thoughts, you will find that you have a much more positive outlook on life. This is the first sign that you are taking control of your thoughts. Take advantage of positive affirmations. Using positive affirmations each day will help you to develop a winning mindset fast. It is a great method for making the transition from negative thinking to positive thinking. Even people with winning mindsets have self-doubts and think negatively about themselves at times. But in an instant, they can snap out of the state and get back on the positive trail. So, what we recommend you do is spend some time thinking about your weaknesses. This may sound negative, but please bear with us here. Write down those weaknesses and then write a positive affirmation around each one of them. If you believe that one of your weaknesses is to give up on new things too easily, then you can create a positive affirmation that says, "I never give up and always see things through until the end." Or maybe you are easily distracted, so an affirmation could be, "I am laser focused on getting what I want, and I will not let any distractions get in the way." Create your list of positive affirmations and then use them at least twice a day. Read them out loud when you get up and again before you go to sleep at night. Over time, this will make a massive impact on your positivity, and you will develop the power to do anything that you want. In the next video, we will discuss the traits of a winning mindset that you need to develop to grow your mental toughness.